Welcome to your 5 for today. What's on your things to do list today, I wonder? What are your daily priorities? No doubt your list may be a little different to mine, but that said, we may have many things in common, you know. Life in the 21st century can be very busy on occasions, and we only have 24 hours in any given day, 7 days in any given week, and 12 months in any given year. Prioritising is an important part of daily living, therefore. Imagine a 30-hour day or a 10-day week. Would we be able to erase the items on our things-to-do list then? Probably not, is the honest answer. So, what of our daily priorities? I'm reminded of the story of Daniel, who had heard that King Darius had agreed to make praying to anyone but himself illegal. The punishment was the lion's den. We read about it in Daniel chapter 6. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. We learn that prayer was an important part of Daniel's daily priorities. He was fully aware of the king's decree, yet, with his windows open, he wasn't going to hide his faith. He had much to be thankful for, daily. I love the phrase, as was his custom. This speaks of an established routine. You could probably have set your watch by Daniel's prayer times. His prayer life was that reliable. You may well remember singing about this event in Sunday school or Band of Hope. Daniel was a man of prayer. Daily he prayed 3 times, till one day they had him cast in the den of lions. Even then, in the den, fear could not alarm him. God just shut the lions' mouths so they could not harm him. King Darius had previously encouraged Daniel with these words, "Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." That was so true. Daniel's life was spared, but what a night that must have been. We are told that King Darius had had a sleepless night and spent it fasting. He literally couldn't wait to go down to the lion's den to speak with Daniel. So, as we reflect on the well-known story of Daniel and the lion's den, how about revisiting our things-to-do list for today? Does God feature on the list? And if so, where? Is prayer an important part of your daily routine? Do you thank God for the new day, for the possibilities and the people that you will come into contact with? Admittedly, there are chores that will need to be done. You may have a set day for washing, ironing, shopping, visiting family and friends, and so on. There's the school run for some, or babysitting duties for others. Let's not forget about the cooking and cleaning, which are daily necessities. But what about the precious free time that you'll have today? How will that be spent? Will you go for a walk, spend time at a club, or start something new? What are you hoping to achieve by bedtime? Of the children of Israel in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah writes of how God describes the nation in terms of their daily priorities. "Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways." Will that be you today amongst the hustle and bustle of a busy day? Will your excuse be, "I haven't got time to," or will you make time for this or that? You may have heard of the expression, "Ask a busy man to do a job and he will always find time to do it." Why might this be so? Prioritising is a skill. Put another way, time management is time well spent. How good are you at managing time? Can I encourage you today to become more like Daniel? Take time, or rather, make time for God. Create a things to thank for list and thank God for the family and friends in your life, the home that you have, the clothes that you are wearing, the food in the cupboards, and for the fact that you've begun a new day with fresh opportunities that could well impact the lives of others. But before meeting others, how about meeting with God? Make time for God today and every day, so that spending time with God becomes a daily priority. As I close, Can I thank you for taking the time to listen, and I truly hope that your things to do list today is cleared by bedtime. God bless.